Lord, lift your hands and your voices. Shout hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. For it's by the might of your truth, revelation of Yeshua, we stand here today. We ask you to strengthen all Israel, our friends that are listening, those they may hear this message in whatever form they hear it, may be a delight, a strength, and certainly a correction to their walk and the path that they're walking in. We ask it in Yeshua's name. Bless all Israel, I pray. Israel cried hallelujah. 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 Look to your neighbor and say, my friend, this may be our last gathering, but may the strength of Yah fill your living. Yeshua's name. Shalom. Hallelujah. You may be seated, for the highest praises that can flow out of the bosom of Israel, it is the Hallel, the praises of delights, that we usher into the kingdom of the presence of Almighty Yahweh. For he takes delight in the tefireth, the praises, and the exhortation of his people, the Kedoshim of Israel. And so it is a wonderful thing that he presents unto Israel this opportunity on the Shabbat. We may come and esteem him with great reverence, and that our lamb may delight in the abundance that he supplies unto Israel. For there was no certainty that you would arise this morning, but by the Ruach of HaMashiach, we are alive. And of course, I'm glad about that. I am happy to be alive, to have the Hayah, the living life of his Torah express from my bosom, that the life and the power of Yeshua may resonate out of me with abundance. It may flow like a river of water, and that this life and the fruit upon the tree shall bear its fruit in due season. We're certainly living at a time that is going to be cataclysmic. We're going to see some of the most dynamic things, and we must establish this above all things. Listen, Yahweh has it all in control. He is the one that turns the heart of the king. He is the one that caused the commotions to arise. He is the one that caused Ike, the name that they gave it, to rise up from the depths of the sea, to send forth his anger against a wicked people. I'm not talking about the world. I'm talking about those that declare they're Israel. For they are the Rasha. They are the Rasha. They are the criminals. They defy the Torah. And they think in their own putrefied, filthy, self-righteous ways that they are right. They think because of their actions or their deeds, not based upon Torah, but based upon their putrefied self-righteousness, that they're doing something that is pleasing unto the Messiah. And yet he pukes, he vomit upon their stench. Tzaddik, righteousness, exalts a nation. And sin, the ovan, the iniquitous ways that are Torahlessness, is a reproach to any people. And this nation has caused the reproach of Yah upon it. I entreat Elder Wyman, he was to speak today, to subside Let this man of Yah, in the simplicity of his expression, speak unto Israel. And I must speak. I must speak to Israel. Hallelujah. Israel must develop the capacity to hear. This is a generation that cannot hear. It cannot shemach. Because it doesn't know Yah. This is the generation, as Brother Patrick led us in the song, that we should shachar. We should worship. It has no ability to worship Yah at all. Because there is no converting, no changing of the love. I see it in the wicked white man's hearts. I see it in the vile corrupt black man's hearts. They go about establishing their own ways, and they're vile and wicked as hell. I see it in the hearts of those that call themselves Yehudim or Jews. Watch as I travel home of the day. Gas was $3.54, 53 cents, even 26 cents in certain places. Yet because of the wickedness and the greed of this nation, that's why their major institutions are falling. Their Lehman Brothers, their Barnes and Starnes, their markets. Because the love of the money is the root of all evil. And this is an evil nation. It's wicked. It's vile. And your sons and daughters, neither do you know the pure reality of the shaha of the worship of Almighty Yah. And as I drove home, gas was priced in that range. I went out on Friday. It's as much as $4 in every place. In Colombia, $5. And you cannot buy but 10 gallons at all. It's the greed of the wicked. And Yah has put it in their hearts to be greedy and to be wicked. And if we as Israel do not begin to search the intents and the motive of your own love, you're going to die in your damnable wickedness. You're going to die in your sinful practices. For it's one thing that David, he speaks unto us. It is something important that I must say today, and I will say it. I want us all to understand and to know that I am not a puppet of a mind. I'm a warrior. And this cowardly, weak, vile generation that is full of stench and wickedness because they don't know Yah. And your parents have not trained them in the principles and the disciplines of Almighty Yah that the fruit would bear in their lives. And that's the truth. Hallelujah. It is one thing that the Torah says, that David, in the midst of all of his battles, he states emphatically, I want you to hear it. You write it down, but it does serves no purpose. You hear it, but it's not mixed with the emunah, the faith of Yah. And so the heart of Israel has gone after every damnable god, every vile, wicked thing. They've been given over unto every kind of unclean spirit. Because we don't judge tzaddik or righteously. We judge after the seeing of the eyes. And not according to Torah at all. I will judge to hell with your sons, your daughters. Let them all be damned to hell. You as well. I don't believe Yah will do that. Who destroyed the first world? And he took all the tzaddik out. Except Noah. They all died before he brought devastation. Sure he did. For the book of Yahshua gives us a detailed analogy. I removed them all. Not this damnable thing we learn in this pagan whore. Christianity. There's no such thing as the rapture. And we're going to be caught up after the great afflictions. And the trials. And that's why the world calls you to live in fantasy arenas all the time. I said to the young brother of the day, it is amazing that those that are in the Amish, the Mennonites, very few people ever leave their communities because they do not mix their teaching with this fictitious or the fictorial images that bombard your children, that their minds are shapen by these false images. And we're such ignorant parents, we have no life of the power of Yahshua in us because we love to play and grab ass and laugh and jocularity and folly. There's a time of soberness. And our minds must be sound. And we're in that time. I don't want your laughter. It's a time of great and deep sorrows. But that's not the message of this hour lies. You don't even know. I ask one other day, what is the message of the time that we're in? And one replied, it is repentance and salvation. Well, he was wrong. Because the scripture does not teach that. Surely they went everywhere and they taught the power of the resurrection of Yahshua. But let me read this because as Brother Patrick sang the song, there is no pure Yishahach worship unto Yah. And there's a reason why. We have been taught by a false Jezebel that we call, quote, church, unquote. And her deception has penetrated down through the generations. So we say, well, I will say, I'm sorry, forgive me, and that's it. That's not the way. The Yoshua. For the Torah doesn't teach that, nor did Yahshua teach it. I will show us plainly. So many of us are not truly converted. You're not even saved. You walk in a fictitious arena. You walk in superfluity. You think because your verbiage is not expressed like him, then that gives you some kind of tenderness and kindness. Not so. Lies from hell. For father will take the rod on his son's buttocks and correct him. That is an expression of ahava, love. So will Yah, every son that he receives, every daughter, he chasteth. And he scourged. He put the rod to their buttocks to drive out that foolishness. Parents, the rod of correction drives the foolishness out of your children. You don't spare them for their crying. Because if you do that, then you will not save their nefesh, their being, their souls from hell. So you can continue in your ignorant way. His people are softish. He said, they're so stupid, it's pathetic. Of course, those that think that they are bright and think that they possess a revelational intellect, they're ignorant than the simple man. Because when a simple man hears, he becomes wiser. You see, that's what the Torah does. Listen, it says this, as David spoke emphatically from the depths of his being. He says in Tehillim, listen to it. Don't worry about turning. Tehillim 19:7. He says the Torah, the government, the Mishnah of Yah, the Torah of Yah is, it is Tomin. It is perfect. There's no flaws in it. There is no error. It is Tomin. It is perfect. It dictates to us and details the exactness, the preciseness of Yah. It is a living profound truth. This is the Torah of Yah. It is perfect. There are no flaws in it. There's nothing we can say to discard it or disregard it. David said that the Torah is perfect. Tomim. This is what the Torah does now. Converting. Changing. You see, we were never taught Torah in this Jezebel slot, this Christendom. You were not taught that. It takes the Torah of Yah to convert one. Converting, changing, a metamorphosis. Converting the nefesh, the soul, the breath. Even a man breathes different. He walks different. His life is different. We have negated the most principal component of doctrine. Yahshua is the power of the life of Torah. For it converts a man. And a man must be converted in order to have shochah, to worship. It is tomi, it is complete. The Torah is sound. The Torah is sufficient. The Torah, what is this Torah? It is simply His guidelines, His disciplines of life. He disciplined us in moralities and immoralities. He disciplined us how to eat, how not to eat. He disciplined us to keep our bodies in a position that it will function. He tells the men, by the sweat of your brows you earn your living. That you may have the physical power to withstand even the rigor of a day's labor. And so what this whore has told us, you go witness. That's a lie from hell. Our witness is our lives. That stands before a wicked nation, a light, a city that sit upon a hill that cannot be hid. These folks have no light today. I look among us, where's the light? Nothing shines. Some of y'all are drunken in the stupor of your laziness. Oh, I'm lovable. You're not lovable. We're wicked. We're selfish. I'm kind. You don't even know what kind is, Jezebel. You don't know how to be sweet. Hallelujah. I back down for no man. For no one. Someone writes me from Oaksburg, Tennessee yesterday and says, Shalom, Pastor. I listen to the messages, the teaching, and I follow everything you say along in my scripture. And it's right. It has blessed me so tremendously. Keep preaching. And I shall. And I shall. You understand? I will get to the core of sin and I will root it out. To hell with your wicked sons, your vile daughters. Let them go to hell. Little Hannah said to me yesterday, as I had my head in deep thought, I think like that. There are times I like to be alone to think. And so I go to my little office off the back side of my house, and I think. I think very deeply. Not that there are deep thoughts of dynamics. I just think and meditate upon the things of Yah. And she looks at me and she says to me, as my head was down, she says with those eyes like her about her father, she says, Pastor Roberts, are you all right? She says, is your head hurting? And so I looked at her with those beautiful little eyes. I says, no, my little one. It's not my head is hurting. I have a hurting heart. My heart hurts. Not my head. My heart hurts. I said, my heart hurts, daughter. Oh, those words were great healing to me. Her compassion. Her simplicity of her expression. Her youth, babishness, unless we become as one of these little ones, converts. We shall not enter into the kingdom of Yah. It's a must. And so the most important thing in our lives, the Torah, we have negated. The Torah of Yah is tormin, it is perfect. Converting the soul, listen. The Torah speaks of the mighty testimony of Yah. It says the testimony of Yahweh is certain. It is sure. It's a sure thing. Is your sure sure? Yes. Come on, Israel. Either he is or he is not. He is the sure word of Yah. He is the words made flesh. And the testimony of Yah is sure. Making wise even the simplest of men and women. That's what the Torah and the testimony does. That's what they do. They make wise even the simplest of one. When they hear what Yah speaks unto Israel. And because there has not been an emphasis, a knowledge, a revelation of the Torah of life, Yeshua, then we do not know how to come before Him. Our worship. There are not many that are converted. There are not many that are what we call, quote, saved, unquote. There are not many that are what we call born again, but I call begotten of Yah. They're not begotten. They've not been received into the bosom of Almighty Yah. It's either, as I proceed, that scripture is a lie, and it is false, and it is based upon a false allegory, and that is what an allegory is. It is based upon something that is fictitious. And then you include the idioms and all forms of exeges, and then you come to a conclusion. So it's either an allegory or falseism, or it's either the sure testimony of Yah. And I will be gone in scripture with one that's had a tremendous knowledge of the revelation of Imat truth. And he spoke unto the gathering, the assembly there at Philetia. It says here, listen, Philetia. It says in the third verse, third chapter, Joel says, he gives us instructions as to what brings about this pure Shahar, the worship of Yah, and not this damn falseism. And something gets wrong with a man, sins willingly. A woman sins willingly, and there is no deep conviction of their vile, wicked actions, and the shame they bring before Yah. This is the spirit of Belial. It is the spirit of a pure dog birthed out of hell. I don't give a damn who it is. Shaul says in the book, he says, for we are the circumcision. There has been a Brit, a covenant, a Brit Milah. We are the circumcision. We are those which have been circumcised, which Shahar, which worship Yahweh, in Rock. And we boast in Yeshua HaMashiach. And we have no confidence in the flesh. Do you hear that? You see, we allow the flesh to impede us. We allow this carnal mind that is enmity against the Torah of Yah. See, the carnal mind is enmity against the Torah. It is enmity against Yah. It cannot receive the Torah of Yah. And so when the mind is against the Torah, it is a certain sound that, a certain assurance that it has not been circumcised. Well, how do we get circumcised? I will take us to that. That's why many people do not like me. And that's all right. I had a sister that called me other day. And Sister Roberts and Sister Laquila. And of course, I talk like this. And she says to me, Pastor Roberts, I listen to what you say, but I'm afraid of you. You frighten me. Your voice, the way you speak, what you say. And so I was very afraid to call you. I said, oh yeah, help me. I must call him and inquire of this situation. And of course, as I began to show her, I said, listen, daughter of Zion, don't inject in scripture your own concepts and thoughts. Just read it like it is. And when she could hear that, immediately her mind was opened. You see, there is a process of the circumcision of Yah, the Brit Milah, the covenant, whereby we know that we are in covenant with Almighty Yah. Yeah. And scripture shows us that. It is either the truth or it is a lie. So only those that are circumcised. That's why some of you all are dead as hell, because you're wicked as hell. That's why some of you have no expression unto Yah, because you're wicked as hell. That's why when Yah says, open your mouth and cry out unto Shahar and to come into the bite of Yah with the offering of Torah, you can't do that because you're vile, you're wicked as hell, and you have not the light of Yahshua.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
The wickedness to Rasha is not the world, it's Israel. For his people are wicked. For his people are wicked. For the sins that were done in Israel, even the world didn't do some of the things they did. The sin that was done in Israel, even the world didn't do what they did. They didn't even do what they did. So among Israel, there's a vile wickedness that is so putrefied. So wicked. Full of stench. You can tune me out. It makes no difference. A fool always says no to Yah. Speak wisdom to a wise man, he becomes wiser. Correct a wise man, he becomes wiser. You correct a fool, they will hate you. You will get a blot. So I love to receive blots from fools. Well, scripture says, call no one fools, you're a liar. Shaul says, oh, foolish Galushia. He called them, you fools. You don't even know the word of Yah. You speak by a word that you have learned from one is as ignorant as you. And you don't know nothing. We don't have time for Yah. We don't have time for Yahweh. We do not have time for Yahweh. I was thinking this morning as we prepare for the feast to come, the feast days that are ahead. I said, Yah, it's one thing I like about the winter time. Not that I'm lazy, but the days are cold and it gives me so much time to study and to research things and to go back over things that I've learned and to get a greater understanding. We must be the circumcised. There must be a Brit Milah within Israel. And there's only one way it can come. Is that coming in another way? We must be begotten of Yah. We must have the birth and the life of Yahshua in us. And scripture shows us that. And it tells us how that is done. Look what it says in Jeremiah. It says in Jeremiah. It says here in Jeremiah, we are the mullah, the circumcision of Yah. And if you search out the etymology, listen to me. If you search out the etymology of the word circumcision, mul, is how it is enunciated in the Aramaic. It will tell you it is a cutting away and destroying. Our flesh has not been destroyed. We have the same lust we had last week. We walk in the same kind of wickedness we walked in 2 months ago. You do the same thing today. That's why you're not circumcised in Lev, and that's why there is no pure sound of Hallel unto Yah. That's why there's no consistent Omein. Because we have not the Emunah, the faith of Yah. I don't care if you don't like me. This is real here, all right? This is truth. We have been raised by a whore, so we have learned the ways of the whore. We think we're right. Hallelujah. You're raised in a family, and I've watched that as I grew. All the daughters were whores, and the ones that they produced were whores. The sons were dope heads, and all the ones were dope heads. They were jailbirds, and everyone were jailbirds. The whole, just generation after generation. I watched families whereby the daddy had nothing and the mother, but they had a strong constitution. They did not allow their children to do anything and just function the way they wanted to. And you saw, even though they may not have been the most educated in the sense of what we call education, this destruction of the mind, this damnable education system destroys people. Yes, and causes this arrogance of pride to rise in them. Damn your education, it means nothing. Shaul says that he counted all as a pile of duck's bush. Nothing at all. The only thing means anything is the Torah of Yah. When there is a mul, a circumcision, there's a transformation. When one is circumcised, it tears off the foreskin of one. And our foreskin, this fleshly aspiration, has not been brought down to the gates of hell. The scripture tells us to impel, to destroy our flesh and our ruach daily, because it rises up. When a man has the true Brit Milah, the circumcision of Yah, you see it in his expression. You see it in his countenance, his actions, his deeds, his walk. You see it that way. Same thing with the daughter of Zion. This is a phony generation. Why would this brother have to preach something like that if he tells us to be real? He knows the world is phony. And so undoubtedly the same characteristic of the world you see among you. And you that think you got something because someone did that or they sinned that way, and you think that you got something, you're a jackass of a fool. All have sinned and come short. But there are sins among Israel, Yah say, you eradicate that. There were sins that were committed, they would destroy those that committed it. It would take them out and stone them. The Torah has not changed. And when one transgressed the Torah of Yah, they may be alive physically like Adam and Shiva, but they were dead. For the life of the promises of Yah did not resonate in them and cause them to be jubilant and to rejoice in the abundance of His blessings. They didn't even know that His presence had been removed away from them. So we got these little passive men today. Think because they talk all tender like. Yah hates a tender, effeminate man. He despises an effeminate, a mischievous, a tender man. Man is the example of Yahshua. Yahshua says that. And so they think because they talk, oh well, slow. No, I talk vociferous. And I am bodacious. And I am loud. Are they loud at the football game? Yes. Loud at the basketball game? Yes. Come on. Are the cheerleaders loud? Yes. To get the awaken the people, right? Yes. So I'm here to awaken you. Hallelujah. Listen. Hallelujah. I said to the sister the night, the scripture says that the voice of Yah is powerful. Yes. And it's also majestic too. Yes. It's full of majesticness. It's powerful too. So He doesn't speak with a little whisper. Oh, I know He's still heard in the quiet winds. And that roar of Ike down there in Houston and Galveston, you can't hear anything. But Yah can speak through the storm. Yes. And it's a quiet voice. Yes. We're in a storm of life today. If we kind of vile wretchedness, the wickedness, and the degenerate mind of man that rules everything, and you feed yourself on their vile diets. We must feed our mind on the Torah of Yah, because that is what converts us. Yeah. This whore has been raised up. The dogs like the bitty hens. Effeminate men like T.D. Jakes, they're all effeminate. Yeah. 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 Effeminate men. And folks love them too. Hallelujah. Did they love Yahshua? Your answer so melancholy on that. We are sick people. I don't know how to say it. You're sad. Period. Hallelujah. Jeremiah speaks as he exhorts Yehuda with the instructions of Yah. In Jeremiah 4, verse 3. He said, for this says Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter 4, verse 3. He says, for this says Jeremiah. Who? You tell me that the Most High speaks this? He says, I utter from the bosom of Yah. For this is what Yahweh speaks unto you, Israel, unto you, Yehuda, and unto you, Jerusalem. He says, I want you to break up your hardened, fallow ground, and sow not among thorns. The word of Yah is sown. It is sown among thorns. And the thorns overtake the word of Yah. Your thorny, prickly, wicked ways. The cares of the world, the thorns that prick Yahshua. He said, I don't want you sown among thorns. He says, I want you to break it up. Your religious ways, your religious attitude. Your way that has been based upon your Christendom. He said, I don't want my Torah to be sown among that. I want it to be sown in a tomin, in a perfect love. In a love that has been eradicated of its emotions and feelings. I want it to be sown in ground that is not fallow, that is not hardened with sin. And your own sin makes your ground hardened. That's what hardened your hearts against Yah. Prophets unto me smooth things, sweet things, Yah. Tell me I'm pretty and I'm handsome. I'm very charming. You're not, you piece of filthy flesh we are. Oh, yes, Israel. Who has brought more hurt to the bosom of Yah than the people that call His name? A dysfunctional, wicked, corrupt, effeminate people that have no strength. Where are the men today? Where do they stand? That guards the gates of Jerusalem. And where are the precious daughters of Zion that knows how to be quiet? The daughters that know how to be quiet. No woman got any business, no man got any business talking to anyone's wife. Period. I don't care if it's your sister. That's that man's wife. Has nothing to do with him. That may be her daddy, but she doesn't laugh with him. She laughs with anyone, she laughs with him. You ignorant generation, when a man leaves his father and his mother's house, he has a wife, he cleaves unto her, they become ichats. He has no business walking in the house if he's not there. He has no business visiting unless he's there. I don't give a damn because they're her brothers. They have no business going in the house unless he's there. Period. I don't care if that's his sister. He has to be the one with another man's wife. Give a damn what you say. That's what honor is. Let not our tongue be evil spoken of. Has no business. Have no business commuting with another man's wife. Or precious daughter to Zion. I don't talk to you all. If I talk to you, I talk to you here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I don't want no boldness from their countenance. I would be kind of shameful. So this whore has taught us differently. And so the women today, they're Jezebels. They have no... That's why the homes are broken into hell. That's why they have no daddies. Because the mama ain't a mammy. They don't give them sincere milk of the message of Yeshua. That's what a mammy did. She gave the milk. Slave master's child. They suck the milk of a titty. So we don't have the sincere milk of the message today. No mothers want to teach. They don't even teach their children. They teach them how to be hellish and wicked. Teach them how to act like jackasses and clowns. Look, I'm not looking for our favoritism. Believe me. There are very few men that I talk to because I just don't find men to talk to. I'm just being honest. I just don't find them. So there are very few I talk to. I don't talk much. I talk to me. I talk to Yah. I do. Sometimes Sister Robert said, what are you talking about? Well, I'm talking to me here. Yeah, that's what I just talk to me. I talk, man. Sister Robert said, what in the world? Just talking to me. Well, I'm talking to him that is in me. You understand? And then he always takes me to the book, to scripture. We despise it. I'm going to read what's in the book. Jeremiah 4:3. For this says Yahweh to the men of Yehuda and Jerusalem, break up the fallow ground. And do not sow among thorns. Look what he commands them. He says, mul. He says, destroy. To cut short, to cut off. He says, mul. Circumcise yourself to Yahweh. Is that what it says? That you circumcise yourself to Yahweh. And he tells them to take away the Allah or the foreskins. That's an amazing word. The Allah or the Allah of Yah. The foreskin. It repels against the Torah or the law of Yah. Take away the foreskin of your what? Of your love. He said, remove the foreskin of your heart. Our hearts are covered with corruption and sin and wickedness. As a young man, I wanted to be sincere with Yah. As a 22-year-old lad, when Yah began to deal with me, when I was 16 years old, as I ran, even though my life could not settle in the world and the activities, I could not, mother. And that day when he cried out unto me, I knew it was Yah. It was not by the teaching of any man, and I do need men. I need the brothers. I need men near me. But I want men near me. I don't want effeminate, punkish-fied boys. I want men that are strong. And they have the sword of the ruach of Yah. They have the word in them. Now they know how to use the sword of Yah. They have the helmet of assurance on. Their feet are shodded. Their breastplate is sadiq. Not this deception and lies. I don't want a Jezebel woman around me. I don't want a whorish, wicked woman around me. I don't want that. But a woman that is sincere and faithful unto Yah. She's committed. She's a woman of the principles and the laws of Yah. The world has taken your daughters and made them whores. That's why they don't know how to love, because he has put that thing there in them that when it's broken, it creates this ikat unto a man. So they've been Jezebels, sluts and whores, and you're punk-fired men. Hallelujah. It's one thing, my friend. Whatever you sow, it shall come back to you. Be not deceived, Yasam Mark. So the women today don't know what love is. It's sad. And we got the old women today, they're so full of folly, they don't know how to teach the young women. The scripture tells them what to do. They're ready to get out there and call themselves witness to a man. You're a Jezebel woman. Shut your damn mouth. Her place is to teach the young women how to be daughters of Zion. How to love Yah, how to love their husband, how to raise their children. That's what a job is. What job is more profound than that? Let me say this. I'm going to finish my message. You can walk out if you want to. It's all right. I remember we went to the prison camp where we had the work in the prison. And of course, I remember back in the early days I went to the prison. I had to stay in the prison for 25 hours, so they had to lock me down. I mean, I'm in the prison with these men. I mean, you had to understand the prison game to go in there to understand the life there. So they take me. They say, all right, you come. You got to do 25 hours within the prison confines. And so they put me in the prison. There were men in there, 260-pound, armed bigger than a tire. I'm telling you. Or they didn't lift weights all day and ate. They had men in there with titties like women. Do you understand? Breasts hanging down. I saw it. And so when they take me in, all these men look at me like, uh-oh, what's up with this? Fresh meat, of course. Physically, I was a man. And I certainly was not intimidated. You understand? One stands back and he looks at me. And of course, I want to express the same kind of audaciousness he had. So I stood and looked at him. I was about 230 pounds. And so as he looked, he realized, well, let me move back. As we began to work here, I recall in the meeting there were women there, particularly one, that they call themselves having a ministry to the prison. Well, them prisons, all they want to do is find some simple-minded woman. They're slick, get a little money, take advantage of them. They ain't thinking about, quote, no Jesus, no Buddha, no God, no Lord. Damn all gods. Let every God be damned. Hallelujah. Damn every Lord. Let the God damn every Lord. Let him damn every one of them. You feel discomfortable with that? That's all right. Hallelujah. I said, well, brother, try to show him. I would touch that today, what cursing is. This is an ignorant generation. They don't know. And we don't want to know. We base things on our feelings. So I watch this woman. I look at her. And she's supposed to come and just visit prisoners and talk to them. That's not of Yah. When I walk in that prison camp, they were looking at me. There was one man, he looks at me. He was probably about that tall. He stood, he looks at me. And of course, I look at him. And so I could see in his eyes when he cowered down, he like, oh, okay. And I said to him, how you doing? How you doing? How you doing, man? So that startled him. He didn't know how to respond. He's like, A witness and the message of this hour, it must be dispensed by the power of Yah unto men to declare it. I will show you why we can't worship Yah. He tells us to circumcise and mold the foreskin of your heart. Take it away. He said, take away the foreskin of your lev, you men of Yehuda and you inhabitants of Jerusalem. Why? Lest my fury. Did not Yah speak this? He said, lest my anger, in verse 4, lest my fury, anger come forth like a fire and burn that none can quench because of your evil doings. Were the evil of the Hittites and the Jebusites or these men of Jerusalem and Yehuda? He was talking to Israel here. He says, if you don't circumcise, take away your fleshly skin, circumcise it, the foreskin. That's why when you talk about people of color, black, brown, African Americans, when their heart is not foreskinned or circumcised, they get angry, they get upset. You talk about white men, and that's a damnable phrase, no white men. You talk about Caucasians and their damn wickedness. It is the Caucasian man that runs everything in the world. It is a fact, and you must deal with it. He establishes governments, he tears down, he destroys Iraq, and he calls it collateral damage. It was Mr. Putin that sent the army there in Georgia and Assyria and destroyed the families with no compulsion of emotion. Hallelujah. Come on. Hallelujah. You speak that, they get upset. You speak about Negroes, they get upset. Hallelujah. Oh, I don't care if you don't like what I'm saying. Get out. I don't care who you are. Hallelujah. We shall know the imat, the truth. We don't want to deal with those things. We want to deal in this false realm like Deacon Horn said. We must be real. We want to just say, well, don't talk about that. No, we're going to talk about that here. This preacher is. Hallelujah. This preacher is. I don't care who it upsets. But this preacher will. You understand? He's going to bring it out and tell us. Hallelujah. Circumcised. So when you talk about Caucasian, they get upset. Talk about black men or African men, they get upset. Why? Because there is no circumcision of the foreskin of the heart. And he tells us to circumcise it. Hallelujah. How do you do it? Well, the battle that Yehoshua had to take the folks to, he says, I tell you what, you get your sharp knife and you cut, you circumcise them all. You cut it off. We must have a sharp knife. We must have a sharp knife. Do y'all hear me? We must have a sharp knife. You cannot cut back the foreskin without a sharp knife. You need a sharp knife. I was showing my wife other nights among those that call themselves Jews. And I speak against this Zionist, decrepitated, Talmud wickedness. Just like I do the Christianity and the Muslims. Hallelujah. Speak against white men. All white men go to hell. Like all black men. Only the elect of Yah, the true seed of Israel, shall go into the kingdom. Hallelujah. You understand? That's the only one. I was showing my wife whereby 6,000. Now listen, I will show you something. That's something that I'm going to teach on this soon. You see, the media is run by a Pacific people. And that's the truth. When those pedophile priests here in the popery did what they did, come on, almost $1 billion they had to spend. Yet there are 6,000 rabbis that are pedophilia, many in jail from taking advantage of the little ones. There was one just was sentenced to prison for 6 years. He was the vice president of the Council of Family and Children. Trying to go into a little 13-year-old virgin. These damn twisted-minded men. But the media, because it's controlled by the Murdochs of the world, nothing is said about that, is it? Hallelujah. But I tell you, the popery of Catholicism, because, of course, there's a tremendous opposition between the two whores. Because Judaism is nothing but harlotry, and so is Catholicism, and so is Christianity. Yeah. There's only one way. One way, and that is the way of Torah. So you didn't hear about that. And so you don't get this unless you search news in other places. Over 6,000 of them, pedophilia. There are those that even the foreskin of the young boys, there are rabbis in their certain sects that bite it off with their mouth. It's not Yah. Yehoshua took a sharp knife and cut the foreskin off. Abraham! He cut it off. So there must be a sharp knife. It has to be. And the knife must be sharp. It must cut. This is a generation that hasn't been cut. It doesn't want you to cut them. He says, circumcise the foreskin, the ullah, the ullah, the ullah, the skin, the cares of this life, of this world, of your heart. You must do that, Israel. Unless, if you do not, then I will cause my fury, my indignation to befall you. That's what's happening to this wicked nation. It's wicked. It's vile. It's corrupt. The children are raised that way because they've been raised by everything but the Torah of Yah. I want to say to us all, no one has to live here. Please leave. I want you to leave. Hallelujah. You don't have to come here. I'm not looking at numerics or numbers. Because if I did, I believe that my speech is in a form that people would come, my physical persona would draw many. And I can't speak in a way the hermeneutics or the falseism of the hermeneutics. I can speak in a way that folks would be, oh, they would be amazed. And of course we have today in many of these whorehouses we call, they will say without the women we will have no church. You're right. Because the church is a whore. It is a pagan institution. So it would not take much for that. I want to be around the daughters of Tizayan, the daughters that are kadosh, the women that love Yah. I want to be around men that are sincere. I don't want to be around pedophiles. I want men with the love of Yahshua. That's who I want to be around. Hallelujah. You that are listening, this is Pastor Roberts. Hallelujah. Oh, someone will write me today. They always do. Always. They may be listening in the UK today. They may be listening in the Iraq.
We listen in Dubai, in China. I will hear. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now Yah says, now I want you to circumcise a mul, cut, destroy the foreskin of your life. He says, now I know your sins, but I show you mercies. And I promise you, if you will obey me, there will be mercies in your teshuvah. Not this trash we call repentance. We're talking about the teshuvah. The teshuvah. That there's a change of one's mind, change of one's personal image, the change of one's facial expression. Come on, how can one say they love Yah when there's never an expression of Torah thankfulness? How can one sit in the house of Yah that he breathes breath in you and there's no expression unto him? When folks go to a football game, they can't sit still. Come on, you that are in the world, I was in the world. It's a young lad in the dancing whore dens. Come on. I was out there. You didn't go, I don't care. You received the spirit before you went in. So you could jab. You could hook it up. You could learn it out. Then Yah commands us to bring no burdens in his bayat on the Shabbat. That we may have Shabbat, a wonderful rest in Yahshua. You don't even know him. That's a fact of the matter. It's either you know him or the scriptures are a lie, okay? Let me proceed just a little further, alright? It says as Moshe speaks unto Israel in Devarim, Deuteronomy. Chapter 30, verse 1. And these are the promises that Yah promised unto Israel. If there's tremendous repentance, teshuva. He says in Deuteronomy, Devarim 30, verse 1. Yah says, and it shall come to pass, when all these things come upon you, the blessings, he's called them the blessings that he will barach. And he also says the arach, the blessing and curse. You tell me both will come upon Israel. Read Devarim 28. Listen to me. I hear from those that are whites, Caucasians, that say Devarim, Deuteronomy 28, 1 through 14, that's them. It proves that they're Israel. Because they have riches and blessings. They have the abundance. I hear from them that talk like that. From verse 15 to verse 68, I hear from the ones that are brown skinned, that say that's them. Because they're suffering. The curses are upon them. He did not say just curses. He says blessing and curse. That's what the book says. That's what it says. Blessing and curse. Blessing and curse. Which I have set before you. He says, and you shall call them to mind among the Goyim or the nations. You shall call him from among the nation. Where Yahweh, your Abba, look at this now. Where Yahweh has garash. He has driven you out. He has forced you out. He has cast you out. He has cut you off. Now Yahweh has driven Israel to the nations of the world. Not just a nation. Not just America. Not just Jamaica. Not just Russia. Not just Africa. He said, I've driven you to the nations. That's plural, isn't it? I have that much educational learning that I understand that S there means that there's a plural connotation there. So he says, I've driven you among the nations where I have driven. Now, not the devil. Yah did that. Yes. He drove them out because of their defiance of his Torah. They were not adhered to his Mishrah, his law. And so he drove them out among the nations. And even he commanded us to learn not the ways of the nations, did he not? Heathens, Goyim, Goyi. That's what heathens are. That's what Gentiles are. He said unto Abraham that you shall be the Avat, the father of Goyim, nations. And he says unto Ishmael, he shall bless him that he shall be the Avat of a nation. And that's what the word of Yah says. We don't know it because we don't love it. I love the truth of Yah. I can't get enough of it. And that's the truth. Look at the next verse. Verse 2. Yahweh says, now look what he says. Now I know in our vernacular, we look at that. He said it, and shall return to Yah, your Abba. What he said, you shall make teshuvah. That's what that word return is, teshuvah. In the Arabic expression, you shall make teshuvah or repentance unto Yah your Abba. And you shall shemak obey his voice.
according to all that I command you this day. He said, you, listen now, you Israel, your children, with some of your land. So the commands of Yah have changed. To love Yah with all. Yahshua gave us a new command, or it's the same. Same. He said, you shall obey and you shall honor Yah. You shall adhere to what he says with all of your heart, with all of your nefesh, which is your breath. You must obey all that he commands you. He said, you do it, daddy, you do it, mama, and your children, you teach them. You understand? We have failed miserably in that. We have failed miserably in that. We taught them how to be hoes and the daughters. We taught them how to rebel the sons. We taught them how to be liars because our lives are not really circumspect the way it should be. We taught them everything but what is right before Yah. We taught them phonyism because we are phony. We said things about this brother, this sister, and we think that the spirit of that word doesn't penetrate their mind. You are a wicked fool. You have spoken against that one. You have spoken against this one. And you think it's not going to affect yours. You are a damned fool. And that's the fact of the matter. Your mind, you don't even have the mind of Yahshua. We think that the words mean nothing. Yahshua said, the words I speak unto you, they're ruach, they're spirit in their life. And you think that every word, that's why we're going to be judged by every word we speak. We think that that's not power in the words. That's power in the words. That's power. It unleashes certain kinds of spirits. We practice this falsism, this phonyism. You wonder why your young ones act twisted and crazy as a moron? Because you're that way. Oh, you used to go to those children, they learned from their mamas and daddy. That's why they went into the promised land. They act like fools. That's why Yah killed them all, those that were 19 and under. He didn't let them go. He didn't let the old ones go in. Because they had learned some foolish mess. And we have learned, well, you've learned how to act silly. You've learned how to act stupid. You've learned how to act simple. And every parent want to blame someone else. It's you, parent. Take some responsibility. You know, I take anything that happens here, I'm the reason. I have no problem with that. The things I agonize in, you know, mentally I may suffer the affliction, but it takes me to a different elevation. I take responsibility. I don't care what it is. I'm responsible. Somewhere I failed you. I have no problem with that. But if you had listened to me, I would have never failed you. If you had listened to me, I would have never failed you. You didn't hear. You didn't want to hear. Because somewhere, when you left from here, you were going getting something that diametrically opposed to what I'm saying. You were going and playing and acting like a jackass, clowning. I take responsibility for anything that happens here. I do. When I worked at IBM, I made two mistakes in that year, and I had an assignment. Listen to this. I had an assignment. You could not make any mistakes there, that job that I was in charge of. You could not. It would go away to the what we call the president of the corporation there in Charlotte. And I made two mistakes. And my manager said, man, he called me up. He said, boy, you, come on. They're already on my hips. I said, I take the responsibility. No problem. I didn't make a mistake. There were others that did it. And so I had to institute other processes to make sure that didn't happen again. I said, I take it. I have no problem with that. But your performance is going to go down, man. You're going to... That's no problem. I did not teach them right. I didn't train them right. So I take that responsibility. I will take on that responsibility. And never again did a mistake happen. Why? Because I took charge of everything. Nothing happened unless I made sure that it was right. Hallelujah. And that's what the Ruach of Yah does. It makes sure that the word and the words that we allow to penetrate our hearts, they are right. They're right. They're right. That's why you got to break up the fallow ground. You must be circumcised. You must be mul. You can't even worship Yah unless you're mul. You must never be cutting away. That's why some of you all are, you all are sickly sinful. You're wicked. It's in your expression, your countenance. It's written in your forehead. Oh, I know how to love. You don't even know what love is. Liar. We don't even know what love is. We think some expression is a form of love. That's not love. Yah says, if you love me, you keep my commandments. You keep my mitzvah. Yes. Come on. Just like my wife in 31 years. Come on, if I truly love her, then I keep the commitments of my vow unto her. Not what that fool said that day he married us. But the vows of scripture, what Torah teaches me. That's what I will do. Hallelujah. I don't need no one to instruct me. That is in the book. He says here, listen, Hallelujah. Verse 3. Then Yahweh your Abba will turn your captivity and have raham, compassion upon you, and will return and gather you. See, it's going to be Yahweh that gather us from all the nations where Yahweh your Abba has scattered you. Now what are you saying unto Israel? When there is a trumul here, hear what I say, receive what I speak unto you, because when there's a true mul or a circumcision, there's a true teshuvah, there's a true repentance. Yes. One repents unto Yah, they're sorrowful for their sins, that they don't have to be reminded of that. This is a false ism today. We repent because we get caught, because our sins are exposed. Yes. One that truly repents is because they are Torah unto Yah, that He exposed them and make known their damnable wickedness. And you can see it in their tears of appreciation unto Yah. You don't find that today. You find a wicked, sottish, cold people. Because mom is cold, she doesn't know how. She can laugh all day long and act silly, but she doesn't know how to praise Yah. She doesn't walk through the home, hallelujah, hallelujah. And that the little one just look on that. She walks through the home raising hell. They never see the daddy fall that up. Oh, yeah. Oh, my Abba. You're so wonderful. All they see is him raising hell. Raising hell in the house. They never see that. So what they impart in the home, that's what's imparted to their children. They don't see the soberness. They see laugh. I hate that. Do I like laughing? I like to laugh at times. But I hate that kind of folly. But that's a time to laugh. That's a time to be sober. That's a time to cry. That's a time not to cry. We're in a time where we ought to weep, the daughters of Zion. We're in a time where the men ought to pray between the altar. Hallelujah. They can't get on their knees for 15 minutes. Their knees are hurting. Their back is hurting. And some of your daughters don't even know what tears are. You're cold. You don't even know the refreshing of the tears of Yah. The reason you don't know is because there's no true teshuvah. You cry because of you. My heart aches because of Yisrael. Because there's a sincere hava for his seed. I will not speak any other way but this way. We've heard enough of the soft preachers. Now we're going to hear one of tenacity, all right? That's tenacious. That's ignorant. Torah, my brother Yosef. Torah. You're going to hear from this kind of preacher. I'm not going to alter anything. He said, then I will draw you from all the nations who have scattered you. That we will know Yisrael. Because of the circumcision, the mul. Not because one says they're Jew. Not because one says I am a black Hebrew. I am a true white Israelite. To hell with them. They're not even of the seed of Israel. They're pretenders. They're false. They have not the light and the light of Yeshua in them at all. Periods. There's a brit milah. There's a covenant of circumcision, of cutting of the foreskin of man that is done by Yah. And it can only be done by Yah through his dispensation or his offices of his elect and call out. Yahshua gave gifts unto the assembly. He did not give a woman preacher, a woman witness. He gave us Shilishiams, apostles. He gave us Nobi. He gave us teachers of the Bizorach, the message of Yahshua. And he gave us raha, passes after the love of Yah. He said, even Yah said, I will give you passes after my heart. That they will feed you with knowledge and truth. He gave us daughters of Zion to keep the home in such a beautiful place that when strangers come in, they will say, man, they will humble themselves and bow to a precious daughter, that her ways, her beauty will be spoken of in the marketplace. He gave no daughter, the power to instruct a man, to correct him, to show him where he's wrong. Hallelujah. Not even your wife to your husband. Hallelujah. If it's your home to live with him, you live with him. But don't correct him. A man will correct him. It's one thing about a man, he knows another man. I meet all kinds of people. And sometimes I can be very loquacious. I can talk. You understand that? And I talk to people. And they know who they're confronting when they meet me. You understand? I don't care if it's the intellectual or if it's the hillbilly with back in his mouth. It makes no difference at all. Period. Makes no difference. It is not one of veracity that one is trying to show off. No, I just talk to them right on their level. Hallelujah. I can talk just like the hillbilly, or I can talk like what we call the intellectual. I'd rather talk with the hillbilly because he'll be real. The intellectual will be phony. Hallelujah. So Yah says, Israel, I will bring you back. I'm going to bring you back from the nations I scattered you, because there must be a process in order for you to get back. I will show you my compassion, my noham, my great compassion, my tenderness, my love, my tender affection. That's what we need from Yah. His tender affection. Hallelujah. That's how we need to be to each other. You tell me, when a mother corrects her son, her daughter, she is not tender with affection because she put the rod on their butt. She can't show them no greater tender affection and no greater love than that. Hallelujah. She can show him nothing any greater than that at all. But by doing that. Verse 4 of the same chapter. Yah says, If any of you be driven out to the farthest part of Shemayim, the heavens, from there will Yahweh your Abba gather you, and there will he fetch you. He will bring you back. So there are Yisrael that have been driven to the four islands of the sea. You know, one said to me, they prayed that the storm would not touch America, Hannah, because they were in a Pacific place. You know, that befuddled me, because I said, why didn't pray they didn't touch Haiti? Or Cuba? Do we have this political mindset that these rich dogs that went down there and raped Cuba and Fidel Castro, and what's the other one, Sheikh Guevara, rose up and said, you're cast out? And they took the land back for the little poor people. And so they will not do any business with Cuba. Yet they talk about human rights, but Lehman Brothers, China, guess who's coming to the rescue? Mr. China. China is coming to the rescue. They give money to other countries and say, you can't use it for this. China gives money and say, spend it on what you want to. Spit it! If that beast rise up, that dragon, if Yah permits, woe unto this whore, because she will crush it. Then they raise up this Jezebel, this Palin whore, that her daughter is a little whore. Hallelujah. Baby at 17. Yeah. Nobody says anything. Well, the Mr. Conservatives, she's Palin, she's going to raise up. The daughter's a whore. Hallelujah. She's a whore. She's a whore. You call her what you want to. Hallelujah. Can you imagine they went to the ghettos and found a little girl like that? This is the plight of those people there. They need to rise up. This whore is a whore. She's a whore. Hallelujah. 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 And yet the conservatives, you know, because they embrace that. Why, she didn't abort it. Isn't that amazing? These perverted dogs of hell. And of course the liberals, because of their wicked, effeminate, lying ways. That's what they are. To hell with Mr. Obama. To hell with John McCain. I really want John McCain in there so he can just take this whole on down to hell. I really do. Continuing the policies. This woman says the other day that we'll rise up against Russia, Mr. Putin. Have you ever seen him smile? I've seen a lot of pictures of that man. Or Mr. Medvedev, he's just a little puppet. He's a little miniature man. He's not that tall, little man. Mr. Putin, he's an expert in the arts and the martial fighting. He'll knock Bush out. He said, I like Bush, but the cronies around him, I hate them. So she says, we'll go over in there. We'll go to Russia. Russia got enough bomb power to blast this place to hell. America is going to pay, brothers and sisters. They dropped the bombs on that little people there, Hiroshima, Nagasaki. You sow, you're going to reap. And we think that we're not going to reap it. We are fools. Drop the bomb on those people and call it collateral damage. They burned the babies in Iraq to a tune of 1 million people. And we're fighting the terrorists. You're a damn liar. You're fighting for your greed, greedy corporations and your money-grubbing dogs. You went to war for these dogs, for their financial wealth, that they're making billions of dollars. They're spending $1 billion a day there in Iraq. More than that, they're fighting two wars, killing babies. They call it collateral damage, and they have no conscience of that. And the media feed this frenzied, wicked world that says it's all right. They raise up this Jezebel, this Palin, a little whore daughter. That's what she is. A woman goes outside of the parameter of marriage, she's a hoe. She is a hoe. And as she goes outside of the parameter of her marriage, she is an adulterous Jezebel of a bitch. That's what she is. Don't take one word back. I'm sure Brother Joshua say they think I'm using expressions. I said, this is what Webster calls it, doesn't it? I'm only speaking with Webster. She's a female dog or a carnivora. A carnivora. A carnivorous. A carnivorous. It is a dog that like meat. Dogs like meat. You feed them meat, they're more healthier than cereals. That's why that dog's teeth are falling out. You feed them meat, you see the change. They like blood. Meat. Well, it's a lewd woman. It's a mischievous woman. It's a loud woman. It's a woman that speaks. That's what it said. Did I not read that to you? I said, I want to show you, Brother Sam. They think I'd be cursing, but I'm not cursing. I don't want you all to talk like me. Just let me talk like this, all right? But don't talk like me, all right? Just obey what I tell you to do. If I'm wrong, raise your hand and say you're wrong. You better make sure you're right when you tell me I'm wrong, okay? And so they raise up this whore out of hell, daughter's a whore. And a matter of fact, as a young man said, that's not his baby, that's my baby. And they said to me that they don't want me to be a part of the family. That's not the man. He's going to wish them well. But the conservatives say, ah, beautiful. Ah, this is nice. And the liberals say, oh, don't touch her. She's the model of a woman. If that's the model of a little 17-year-old whore. Is the model of a woman. I don't know what, I don't know. I don't want a woman to be, I don't want that my daughter to model like that if I had one. The injustice and the self-righteousness of this nation. They kill the babies in Afghanistan, Pakistan. They're looking for Osama bin Laden. That this wicked nation raised up, gave him the monies and the weapons to fight Russia. To see if Russia, if they could overthrow Russia. And I can't think of his name. That America raised him up to fight against America. What's his name that was the leader of the Taliban? I'll have to think about it. Omar, whatever his name was. What's his name? No, that's not bin Laden. I said the Taliban. The Taliban. He's the head of Al-Qaeda. He says this. His name is Omar something. He was the president of Afghanistan. Bin Laden was just simply refuging. He was refuge there. That's why they bombed him. He says, this is what he says. Now, he's finding out now. He says the Russians were tough boys. He said, we like that. That's what this fool said. He said, we will find out what the American boys got. Dick Cheney said, we don't want to bomb Afghanistan because there's nothing that to bomb. That's what Rumsfeld said. Come on, we need something that we can hit. Targets. Let's go into Iraq. They dethrone a sovereign nation. And we think that this wicked hoe here, for the Lehman Brothers, look at the Fannie Mae and the Freddie Macs. Look what happened the other day. America did something that it never does. But the conservatives say if they fall, let them fall, right? They did what they call a laissez-faire. They took control of a private entity. Believe me, they're not trying to save your little $30 you got in the bank. They're worried about the powerful organizations, the powerful men that say, I tell you what, Mr. Bush, don't resurrect it. We will pull our monies from your market and your economy will fall tomorrow. And that is a fact. We will sell your treasure bills. We will put them on the market for pennies. We're not going to lose no $40 billion. I'm not going to lose $30 billion. You better do something. You better do something. And if you don't, then woe unto you. Mr. Bush is a puppet just like this. What's his name? Hussein Obama. His name is what's his name? What's Obama's name? Barack Hussein Obama. Yeah, Barack. Barack. John Cain. This dog walks in the hospital. Wife sick of cancer. And he divorces her then. This is what they call men of truth. Put me there. I can run this nation. I can.
These are the kinds of dogs that they raise up. These are the kind of dogs they set before you. And say, these are men who honor their dogs. Man leaves his wife on the hospital bed and divorces her for the one he got. Her wealth did not come by the right way. Her daddy was one of the most tremendous mafiosos out there in Arizona. And yet they honor that. I will honor the word of Yah. I don't care if you get uncomfortable with what I say. It makes no difference. Hallelujah. Well, you, as they said to, what you call, you preaching a social message. Yeah, this is part of the social life that we live in. So we must understand. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge, right? So I give you a little knowledge on that end too. And show you how it correlates with truth. Hallelujah. 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 I want us to look at this. Now Yahweh is going to reconstitute Israel for one reason. You know why he's going to reconstitute us? He wants true worship. Shahar. That's what Yah wants. That's what he wants. He wants us to dance. He wants to come into the divine and dance. Not this choreographic mess. He wants us to dance and his presence. Come on, the world, they choreograph, they can do that. Nah, he wants us to move by the rach. Dance in the rach. Play on your timbre, Miriam. Nah, Miriam did not lead the worship service. She took the women, say, come on. Hallelujah. And she played on her timbre. Play on your timbre, Miriam. 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 Dance, O daughters of Zion. Dance, O daughters of Zion. Dance, O daughters of Zion. Dance in the Ruach of Yahweh. Play on your timbre, Miriam. Play on your timbre, Miriam. Play on your timbre, Miriam. Dance, O daughters of Tizayah. Hallelujah. That's all right. I'm not going to have many friends. When I was in the world, Brother Dale, I didn't have many friends. I didn't like the way men acted. I didn't like their attitudes. When I was in high school, I didn't have any friends, really. I didn't. Because I didn't like the immaturity of the boys. I like older men. They're more sincere. They had a little plethora of knowledge that I didn't like young boys. I didn't like I never hung around with guys my age. I like older men. They had something that the young ones did not have. I like being around old men. I still love old men today. I got a man's thing for old men. I like old men that are wise. I got a thing for old men. I like to talk to old men. I like being around old men. Not old women. Men. Your sister Israel, the 30th chapter. Hallelujah. Let me read this. He says in the 5th verse of the same chapter, listen to this. He says, I'm going to reconstitute you, Israel. And Yahweh, your Abba, will bring you into a land which your Avot possess. And you shall possess it. And he will do you well. Yahweh will do you well. And multiply you above your Avot. Now what he says in verse 6.